This is the DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1998, issue number 162. And I'm your editor on the run, Fred Vobey, coming to you from a community which one of our members should recognize, the church bell. If you'd like to subscribe to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at 706 Mackenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609, and the member's action line is 419-224-1609. Well, by the sound of the church bell, it looks like it's about time to go to breakfast with my father, so let me just cover a few other things before we dash off to Jerry Starland. Please note the address change. I'm still working with the post office to resolve some of the problems with our tape mailings, and to make things a little quicker, I'd like all the mail for the magazine to go to my home address. Remember that I mail tapes sometime between the 22nd and the 30th of the month, so you should have your tape by the 10th of the following month. If you don't get a tape and you are sure that you are a subscriber, just send $1 for a replacement and it will be on its way to you. Damaged or defective tapes should be returned to me and they will be replaced within 24 hours of the time I get them back. By the way, we've not talked about back issues, but you can still purchase back issues of the magazine. The first one being April 1985 for just $3 each. After dark issues are also available, but check with the Publication Center for the cost and the availability. After Dark number 8 is out for only $5 to U.S. addressees from the Publication Center. You can contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York 13661 for an order, or call Ken at area code 315-387-3583 prepaid between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's kick it over to Youngstown, Ohio with a look at the AM Switch. Here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number is 435, and we start with these call letter changes. 700 KFAM North Salt Lake, Utah becomes KWLW. 850 WEAT West Palm Beach, Florida changing to WDJA. Also an 850 WIOL Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WJBZ. 940 WMWR Macon, Georgia changing to WMAC. 950 WZKD Orlando, Florida will be WTLN. 1240 WKDA Nashville, Tennessee becomes WNSG. 1250 KYMS in Santa Barbara, California becoming KEYT. On 1250 WNVL in Nicholasville, Kentucky, last month we told you they had requested a change to WLSG, but 8 miles away in Lexington, there's a station called WLXG. They protested that this call would be too phonetically similar to theirs, so now WNVL in Nicholasville is requesting a change to WUGR. 1310 KARY in Prosser, Washington, changing to KZXR. 1330 WJTD Wellston, Ohio, changing to WYPC. 1340 WEVE in Eveleth, Minnesota, up where the stations can have either a W or K call. They want to change to KRBT. 1360 KZTS Tacoma, Washington, changing to KKMO. 1390 KLNT Clinton, Iowa becomes KCLN. 1430 WPES Ashland, Virginia changing to WHAN. 1470 WLVU Dunedin, Florida becomes WRTB. 1490 KRCD in Chubbuck, Idaho becoming KRTK. Also in 1490, KBAB, Indianola, Iowa, changing to KXLQ. On 1510, WAYT, Wabash, Indiana, becomes WJOT. Also in 1510, WQMG, Greensboro, North Carolina, changing to WEAL. Two changes on 1520, WTLN, Apopka, Florida, to WHIM, and WVOI, Toledo, Ohio, to WDMN. 1550, KMEM, Hastings, Nebraska, reverting to their old call, KICS. 1570, KLOV, Loveland, Colorado, becomes KHPN. 1590 WPLW, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, also going back to a previous call, WZUM. On 1590 also, KLLL, Lubbock, Texas, changing to KDAV. And on 1600, KNML in Warner Robins, Georgia, becomes WAXP. Now, although this 1600 facility in Warner Robins was taken off the air when their new 1670 expanded band station went on, the fact that they spent the $60 it cost to change calls on this facility suggests that they may plan to have this facility eventually return to the air. And before we leave the land of call letters, let's take a look at Elizabeth, New Jersey. Over the past few issues, we've reported enough call letter changes in Elizabeth on both 1530 and 1660 to make your head spin. Seems the people entering the information into the FCC's engineering online database just can't decide which call goes with which frequency. As a matter of fact, last month they changed it again just 3 days after AM switch went to press. Well, now here's the information straight from the stations themselves, which may be the most accurate source. 1530 is still WJDM. 1660 has been changed to WBAH. So hopefully that will put this whole issue to rest, at least for this month. Now let's take a look at grants to existing facilities on 1150 WTMP in Temple Terrace, Florida. That is suburban Tampa. They will be changing their city of license to Egypt Lake, Florida. On 1540 WSIV in East Syracuse, New York, they'll be moving to 670 kilohertz, where they will have 1,500 watts non-directional daytime only. And on 1580 CBJ in Chicoutimi, Quebec, will be moving to FM 93.7 and will be leaving 1580. Now going into the wonderful world of otherness, many things are happening. They include on 770 KJCB in Lafayette, Louisiana, has returned. 2 months ago, we noted this license was canceled and the call was deleted. Well, the station filed a petition for reconsideration, which was granted by the FCC, and so the license and the call have been reinstated. 920 WPTX Lexington Park, Maryland has gone silent. More about that in a moment. 980 WHAW Weston, West Virginia silent station has returned to the air. On 1090 WCRA Effingham, Illinois is back on the air. 1240 WVSR in Charleston, West Virginia. This station was silent while the move to Dunbar, West Virginia was taking place. They have now returned to the air, but they still seem to ID as Charleston. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know what's happening. 1250 KGDD in Paris, Texas has gone silent. 1280 WSQV in Berwick, Pennsylvania. This silent station returned to the air for 1 day. The day the sale to WMIM 1590 in Mount Carmel was transacted, but immediately went back to being silent, although we expect it will one day return. 1290 WVOW, Logan, West Virginia. This station is silent due to a fire, but expects to return to the air soon. 1300 WCOZ in St. Albans, West Virginia is silent. 1330 KDRQ in Washick, North Dakota. This longtime silent station has finally had its license canceled and call deleted. 1340 WHAP in Hopewell, Virginia has gone silent. 1370 WKSH, Sussex, Wisconsin has gone silent. More about that when we get up to the X-band stations. Same deal for 1390 KKSO, Des Moines, Iowa. They have gone silent on 1390, but there will be more in a moment. 1400 WSGA, Savannah, Georgia. This silent station has returned to the air. Presently, they are nonstop broadcasting a continuous tape loop of dogs barking. Obviously, that is not their programming choice for a permanent format. We'll keep an eye on that and see what they turn into. 1430 WION, Ionia, Michigan. This silent station is back on the air. Also on 1430 WNFO, used to be licensed to Ridgeland, South Carolina, and had been silent. They are now back on the air from their new city of license, Sun City Hill, South Carolina. 1540 KMBY, Capitola, California, license canceled, call deleted. Station has been silent for quite some time. 1560 WKIK, La Plata, Maryland, this station had been silent but is now back on the air. All of this transpired since the last time we talked to you. And moving into the expanded band on 1640 WAZI in Sussex, Wisconsin, this new X-band station is on the air with programming that used to be carried on WKSH 1370, which went silent when WAZI came on. 1660 KXOL in Brigham City, Utah, this new station has been built and testing has begun. Expect regular programming here any day now. 1690 WMDM, Lexington Park, Maryland. This new station is on the air with the programming formerly heard on WPTX 920, which went silent when WMDM came on. And on 1700 WBGG, Des Moines, Iowa. This new station is on the air with programming that used to be heard on KKSO, the 1390 station, which went silent when KBGG came on. And that wraps up another edition of AM Switch. In 30 days, we'll see you with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now, let's go on the road. Heading to Texas, we're sure. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks as always, Jerry. And yes, hi, everybody. We're on the road again, indeed. In fact, as you hear this tape, we're loitering in Central Texas. And we're starting to prepare for the 1998 National Radio Club Convention. And what a team. It's turned out that Dale Hamm and his wife, Wanda, they're doing the work of 10 people out here. They've done all the preparations. It's just a remarkable scene out here in San Antonio. I wish everybody could be here. But today we're going to hear how the Midwest and the western part of the United States hears things with their dials set to 1510. We'll start in the north central part of the Hoosier State on the September 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WAYT Wabash. We're on top of the rock. W-A-Y-T.
And a few miles east of St. Louis is this Illinois entry.
Of Highland Nutrition and the Green Earth Grocery Store in Edwardsville, it is 12 o'clock at WINU Highland. News coming up next from the ABC Network.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
Okay, in the western part of Illinois is this town of 20,000 people.
And the Ad Council.
News next at 2 o'clock. This is 1510 Radio WLRB Macomb.
The clock. This is UPI News.
And across the state as we approach Chicago.
11 o'clock, and this is WJRC in Joliet.
Okay, that was in 1979. And today in Joliet.
Exactly 8 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock at WWHN, Joliet, Chicago, and KWHN, Haynesville, Shreveport.
Okay, let's move northward now into Wisconsin. This is our first 10,000-watt voice of the day here.
Tanya Tucker with the song number 114, Love Me Like You Used To, as we count down the top 150 country songs here on Memorial Day weekend. The countdown continues in just a few moments.
K-Country, 1510 AM, WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee, the greatest country hits and up-to-date information. I'm
I'm Tim Sullivan in the news this hour. An additional role for Iraqi President Saddam Hussein.
Now, of course, at sunset, WAUK disappears. But now, here's an interesting news item for our next 1510 station.
Good afternoon. I'm Pat Dunn. This is the 4 o'clock spot summary edition of the news on KIFG. 1510 AM and 95.3 in stereo in Iowa Falls. Pinning down an address may have slowed police after their phone call that warned of the Olympic bombing. A source says emergency operators spent 10 minutes looking up the address for Atlanta Centennial Park.
Can you believe that during the World's Fair in Atlanta, they didn't know where Centennial Park was? It shakes you up, doesn't it? Makes you wonder how the whole emergency system works around these places.
And the city's Christian boys, KCCV.
From Independence, Missouri.
Now, I recorded that in 1972 during a conference out there. And 21 years later, son John picked this one up.
Sounds unforgettable. KJLA, Independence, Kansas City.
They're not breathing easy just east of San Francisco. I'm Steve Cumming on the Satellite News Network.
Now, they've changed call signs since then, at least once. I guess it's time to go back to Kansas City, it sounds like to me. I know when the Devil Rays play the Royals sometime in baseball. Well, anyway, we'll move down to Springfield, Missouri for this next 1,000-watt daytimer. It's right on Interstate 44.
Saturday mornings at 10 on your hometown connection, KMRF Marshfield.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena.
There's my gal. You know, what a surprise a couple of years back driving through Fort Worth and hearing Therese Arena reading the local news on WBAP. That's right. I gather the BAP studio is used for a number of news services down that way.
You're listening to the Super Gospel Radio Network, KFD at 1580 Van Buren, Fort Smith, and KPBI 1510 Greenwood, Christian radio for Western Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma. And welcome to all our listeners on Cable Channel 20 in Crawford County.
Hey, there you go, Fred. Cable Channel 20 for radio. You're chief engineer of WLIO television there in Lima. Oh, and I know you rebroadcast foreign stations on your second audio channel. We heard that back a couple of months ago when the propagation really got clobbered, didn't it? But, you know, there's some real income potential there. Why don't you, like, rebroadcast WGN or some of the others that people wish they could hear better out your way? I'll leave that to you, Fred. Here comes a dual ID. Now, we were listening to KQHN, but we were parked just in a parking lot to the north of Beaumont, Texas.
This is the Triangle Sports Network, KAYC in Beaumont, and KQHN Nederland. Sports all day for all of Southeast Texas.
This is the Texas State News Network. I'm Paul Chambers. Someone who bought a ticket in McAllen is $40 million richer.
Don't tell me that. And the day after that, we camped out right on the old border between Mexico and the United States. That's right. How did you know? We were in Corpus Christi on the Gulf Coast.
Stick around in the next hour. We're going to be hearing from Dallas Holmes, Jeff and Cherry Easter, too, all as we continue with today's Christian Country.
You're listening to Clear Country, 1510 KGLF, Robstown, Corpus Christi.
It wasn't until Santa Ana, years and years later, that the border changed to the Rio Grande River. It used to be right at Corpus Christi on the Gulf Coast. No kidding at all.
On behalf of all the boys in the bunkhouse, saying, keep a smile on your face and your eyes on the horizon. Come on, Duck and Badger. Bring that dog. Let's go feed.
Yeah, that's just southwest of Dallas, and over by Lake Tawakoni.
Positive Country, KVCI. Mineola, Canton, my name is Ralph Malden. Hey, glad to be along with you this afternoon.
USA Radio Network News, this is Jason Walker. The Coast Guard now rescuing the crew of a gambling ship.
Yeah, oh, hey, you know, I guess if I'd there, I'd help get the crew, too, but I'd want to mark that spot real carefully. Come back maybe after dark a little bit, a gambling ship going down. Oh, well. What would I want with a hundred of thousands of dollars?
Your
hometown radio station, KSRW KCTX Childress.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Linda Moore.
That's Childress we were listening to there. They're about 2 hours out of Amarillo, as I recall. And this next station was among the first I ever memorized as a kid growing up in Vermont. And that's because the official abbreviation for the state of Kansas in the good old days was KANS. And I thought they were real clever to get these call letters. Of course, the station was in another city way back in those days.
KANS, Larned, your weather station.
National convention next month, but supporters acknowledge that they don't have enough votes to override an expected veto by President Bush.
Nice timing, guys. Let's head north.
See you tomorrow, folks. Adios.
You're listening to Oldies 1510, KTTT, Columbus, Nebraska.
Now this update from ABC News, a composite sketch of a suspect in the deadly pipe bombing in Atlanta has not been released in the U.S., but there's word that a black and white police sketch was shown for a few seconds on public television in France.
That makes good sense, doesn't it? Oh, boy. We move next to Gateway Country.
On 1510 AM, KMSD, Milbank, South Dakota. 22 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here at KMSD Studios. On your Saturday morning, I'm Russ James. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. How you doing? We're going to drive west across the prairie for a full day now, until we see the Rocky Mountains looming before us.
The finest in good gospel music, KDKO, Littleton, Denver.
Three, four!
Of course, I should point out, once you see the Rocky Mountains, you still have to drive a full day because the air is so clear in that high altitude. You can see them about 400 or 500 miles away, so there you go.
Financial News Radio 1510 is KFNN Mesa, Phoenix.
Index report out this morning would seem to allay fears of inflation, at least somewhat.
Okay. Here's another 10,000-watt voice right along the western slope of the Wasatch Mountains.
KLB 1510 AM, West Jordan serving Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Provo. Here's Bobby Jones and New Life with Does Anybody Here Love My Jesus? Right here on the station with the inspiration, KLLB 1510 AM.
Anybody here?
We move to the famous Valley of California.
Coming up next is Insight for Living, In Touch, rather, with Charles Stanley here on KIRV 1510 in Fresno.
From 1510 on your dial, you're in tune with the sound of the new life.
God wants our life to revolve around him.
See, that's what you get when you bring in a Tuesday announcer on a Wednesday program. He has to read the log. Let's go east of Los Angeles.
This is KNSC, Ontario, Pomona.
We're going to come now to a sequence of call letter changes in the home of the San Quentin prison.
This is KTIM AM San Rafael, big band music for the Bay Area.
Well, sir, we're all here. Now let's come in and sit down and be comfortable.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
Okay, that was 1987. And that town, by the way, is just a few miles north of San Francisco on the 101, as they say. In fact, it's the next sizable town north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, let's see, as you go across the Golden Gate Bridge, and the radio comes back to life on the north side in Sausalito, here's how that station sounded in 1988.
Welcome to Calf Country. This is 1510 KCAF San Rafael. Calf Country Radio is owned and operated by Marin Broadcasting Company and operates on 1510 kilohertz by authority of the Federal Communications Commission from our transmitter on the Silvera Ranch. And now we invite you to enjoy a full day of Northern California's best variety of country music on 1510 Calf Country Radio.
And in 1996, they had taken on a slightly different motif.
that's going to do it for me, KNOB San Rafael. I'm Jim Roop. So good that you were with us here today, this fine Tuesday morning. Gary Hollis joins us now in the KNOB News Center. Gary?
Thanks, Jim. A longtime critic of the Federal Aviation Administration heads to Capitol Hill today.
We move now to state number 48.
This is KKNW that you're listening to. KKNW Montlake Terrace, service of the Radio Northwest Broadcasting Company. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Steve Otteson with news and information from 1510 AM KNW.
And we end our 1510 tour at the eastern end of the Evergreen State. You know, with the only 50,000-watt station on this frequency west of the Mississippi. You got me singing the
blues. You have got me singing the blues. Marty Robbins, a classic on Great Country KGA. 1510 KGA Spokane and Corn Lane, where you can win that classic 66 Mustang.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Knott.
And next month, we're going to start in a whole new trip across the country with our dial set at 1520. And it's going to come to you live on tape from San Antonio, Texas. We're going to see you then. And now, here from the Granite State is Bruce Conti.
Hello, DXers. This is the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti on the road right now at a service area on Interstate 90 somewhere in upstate New York. During this road trip, I had an opportunity to talk to Fred Osterman, president of Universal Radio in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. We talked about communications receivers, some of that discussion coming right up, but first a travel scan. Here are a few of the more interesting AM radio stations heard on the road between New Hampshire and Ohio.
This is AM 1390 WDCW Syracuse Life-Changing Radio. 1-800-684-2848. That's the phone number to call to join in this afternoon on Lifeline with your comments or your questions. Join Neil and his guests as they talk about issues that affect your life from a Christian perspective. 1-800-684-2848. Join us from 1 to 4 right here on WDCW, part of the Crawford Broadcasting New York Network.
This is WOLF Syracuse and WOLF FM Oswego.
NBC Radio News.
Country 1530 WEYZ Northeast, brand new music from Brian White, and that Tree of Hearts right here on your hometown station, Z Country 1530, straight up 11 o'clock, and just about a half hour away from a picnic in the park presented by the Northeast Arts Council today. Head on over to Gibson Park. It's just a nice break, you know, it's a nice break from the normal lunch, and it gets you maybe out of the office or out of work for a little while. Head on over there. It's nice and shady and cool over there. You'll be entertained. Some good food. Plus, they have some crafts for your kids or whatnot. Just a good time over there. Northeast Arts Council presents it every Thursday, Picnic in the Park. The Z Country 1530 presents the Billy Kidd Show every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I am Billy Kidd, your host, up until the 1 o'clock hour. Then Miss Adrienne Brooks comes in and takes you through the rest of the afternoon. Now, here's music from Beverly Heckle. And it's bluer than blue here on Z Country 1530.
Interact with Radio 57 WKBN on the World Wide Web. Listen to great talk hosts like Pete Gabriel, Dan Ryan, Ron Verb, and J-Mo and Jim.
Then chat with them online.
Get to the Radio 57 website at WKBNRadio.com or WKBNRadio@CompuServe.com. Then type in your comments as you listen. Plus, get information on other great talk radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, Art Bell, and more. Powered by the CMOS Community Network on Radio 57 WKBN.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Look across the street.
It's Francis.
Yep, she's heading this way.
And
she's carrying a covered dish.
Hi, this is John Corby. We'll have some suggestions to help the president dig himself out of that hole he's in. And traffic and weather together on the 10s, 5:30 to 9, tomorrow morning, 610 WTVM.
You've been talking in your sleep.
North Central Ohio's great hit music station, AM 1340 WNCO.
Dr. Laura has the cure for the talk blues. Weekday afternoons on the News, Weather, and Sports Authority, WMAN.
Sports Radio 1590 WAKR.
Good afternoon. Looks like we have a fairly decent and typical Thursday afternoon drive around town as of right now. Now, granted, downtown freeways, especially 70 eastbound, a little bit slow in between 71 and 315 and 71 southbound. Also tapping the brakes from time to time from 5th through downtown. Sluggish in both directions right around 11th and 17th. Of course, it's because of the Ohio State Fair going on right now. And you will notice traffic's going to be a little bit heavier than normal both today and tomorrow since the weekend's on the way. We do have a couple of accidents. One 270 eastbound just past Sawmill, off to the side up along the North Outer Belt, causing a couple of delays nonetheless. Hey, it's North Outer Belt. What do you expect? Look at traffic's brought to you by Thomas W. Ruff. Is your office open to new ideas? The needs that define office space have changed dramatically. Thomas Ruff provides smart office solutions. Thomas Ruff, Dublin Road, all an office is. With another Airborne Time Saver traffic update, I'm Kathy Lane, your FYI in the sky. Now the official Weather Channel forecast on the new Talk Radio 1230. FYI.
The forecast for Columbus, looking forward to high clouds and sunshine all afternoon. A bit hazy as well. 84 should be our peak high. 62 overnight, partly cloudy and returning to a variably cloudy sky for tomorrow. Isolated showers and thunder showers will be on tomorrow's weather menu with a high of 84. 83 for Saturday with a continuation of our rain chance. The current Columbus average temperature, 83. I'm Weather Channel meteorologist Charlie Sill on the new Talk Radio 1230 FYI.
Today on the FYI karaoke machine, computer programmer Jimmy Henderson. Radio 1230, FYI.
The new FYI, WFII, Columbus, Ohio. As I mentioned, while in Ohio, I had the opportunity to talk to Fred Osterman, president of Universal Radio. Here, Fred talks about portable receivers and the popularity of the Sony ICF-2010.
Well, we divide the receiver market down into sub-markets. I usually think of high-end portables, mid-range, and then low-end portables, low-end being under $100. And what's kind of interesting to me, if not amazing to me, at the high end, still, in 1998, our most popular portable shortwave receiver is the Sony ICF-2010. And what's amazing about that is here we have a product that came out in 1985, 13 years ago, and it still maintains the number one position in sales for high-end shortwave portables. And I cannot think of any other product in electronics that hasn't changed in 13 years that is still a top seller. I mean, you think of computers, 3 years old is ancient. But here we have a 13-year-old product that still commands respect and to many people's minds has not been surpassed. So that would represent the best-selling high-end unit right now. Next in line, we talk about the mid-price portables, as I mentioned. And there we've got a couple of contenders that are quite strong. The Grundig YB400, of course, is still our best-selling mid-price unit. Or more specifically now, its predecessor, YB400PE, or Professional Edition, which frankly is the YB400 dressed up in a new silver coat of paint and now including the AC adapter. That receiver has really done very well because of its price point of under $200 and the fact that it has wide narrow selectivity, keypad entry, and more importantly, just good selectivity and good sensitivity. The only other competition in that area and that price range would also come from the Sony ICF SW7600G. Now, why they need so many letters in the model number, I don't know. But in any event, the 7600G, also well under $200, remains a strong unit. And of course, its specific claim to fame is that it does have synchronous detection. It's the lowest priced receiver out there that does have that feature. So it battles it out with the YB400. It does not have wide-narrow, however, which the Grundig has, so it's a bit of a trade-off there. And finally, if you want to talk about receivers under $100, the best value clearly that we offer right now is the Sanjian ATS 606 AP. And this receiver is in our catalog at $179, but we've been running a sale on it at $99.99. I don't want this to sound like a commercial, so I'll be brief. But frankly, this is the best receiver we've ever offered under $100. It's digital, full coverage, keypad entry, dual conversion, multi-voltage AC adapter. It really is an incredible deal, and for its compact size, it performs very, very admirably. So it's amazing that you can really get that quality, that performance at under $100. It's quite a tribute to the electronic age.
More with Fred Osterman next month on the DX Digest, discussing tabletop receivers. Now back to the travel scan.
24 hours a day. News 1040 brings you news, weather, traffic, and sports on WYSL, Avon Rochester.
If you need lifting, if you need joy unspeakable, lock it in to the best gospel music on the North Coast. It's AM 1040, WJTB.
WJTB, North Ridgeville, Cleveland.
I'm Clarence Ballard.
I'm Barbara Ballard.
The husband and wife team on Gospel Chariot.
From the White House to the Smith Opera House to your house, this is news from 1240 WGBA Geneva.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, searching an area of the South Pacific for a balloonist.
More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
This is the DX Audio Service.
Well, folks, this is the last mention before the convention. I know I'm a poet and don't know it, but let's start off with a little letter here from Paul Swearingen, who writes that this is the last issue before many of us will head for San Antonio for the annual National Radio Club Convention. Hey Dale, can you guarantee moderate temperatures but no thunderstorm QRN over the Labor Day holiday? Let's hope so. Finally, I will bid on any radio or Apple coffee cups at the Saturday night National Radio Club Convention auction. And if John Malicki is there, or is that Malachi, and he doesn't go to sleep again, he probably will too. So for a good time, come and watch us collectors fight over minimally useful chunks of ceramic and glass. And he also says that he's enfranchised to bid on coverage maps and t-shirts of any sizes. So why not plan to attend the National Radio Club Convention, and especially the auction? And you folks that aren't going to be going to the convention, why not help out the National Radio Club and send in some items that we can put in the auction? What kind of things, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you what, anything that has to do with radio station call letters, those are the most important. T-shirts, coffee mugs, anything that has a call sign on it usually is a good seller at the National Radio Club Convention auction. Also, you might want to consider some old radios. Be sure the stuff works, though. Make sure it's not junk. Send it to the address, which we'll give you in just a second, concerning the convention. Also, John Bowker is offering his telephone number for convention questions, and he says that he will return the call within 3 days, since he will be on the road starting July the 15th, which is come and gone. The telephone number is area code 813-633-1427. Leave a message on his answering machine. And speaking of the convention, the National Radio Club Convention will be held September 4th through the 7th at the Best Western Oak Hills in San Antonio, Texas. The Best Western Oak Hills is located at 7401 Wurzbach Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78229. The telephone number is area code 1-800-468-3507. You can call them until 5 p.m.
Central Daylight Time. The rate is $52 singles, $47 each for double rooms, that's two bed, and breakfast, by the way, is included. The convention registration, $40 per person, and this includes the Saturday banquet and all the soda, beer, and snacks that you can wolf down during the weekend. Registration should include your name and the name of any guest and payment to Dale Hamm, H-A-M-M, 11313 January Drive, Austin, Texas, 78753-2915. Auction items should also be sent to that same address. For traveling information, San Antonio is at the junction of I-10 and I-35. I-410 is the beltway around the city. The hotel is in the northwest quadrant of the city. Drive on to I-410 from I-10 or I-35 to the Babcock Street exit. Turn north on Babcock to Wurzbach Road. Turn right onto Wurzbach Road, and the Best Western is the third building on your left. By rail, you can call 1-800-872-7245 for information and reservations. Generally speaking, there is daily rail service to major cities within Texas and alternate day service to other major U.S. cities. And if you fly into San Antonio, there's a free airport shuttle to the Best Western. Many airlines serve San Antonio, but Southwest Air is offering National Radio Club members 10% off if you use the special code, which is S0098. That's S0098. When you call 1-800-433-5368 on Monday through Friday for your reservation. And again, that's $40 registration per person, and I hope to see you there. Mark Durenberger and I are going to be doing a slideshow starting on Friday afternoon, Friday night or so. The WOAI studio tour is between 2 and 4 p.m. on Friday. So plenty to do, plenty to see. Come on down and be with me. I better get out of here before this gets too contagious. See what happens when you get the kid out of the studio for a while? Well, let's see what else we can get into.
And Ken Beck in the sports department here. And with so much going on this time of year, believe it or not, there must be at least four or five different leagues that I can think of doing different things in softball, soccer, arena football just finished up, and the NFL is starting up, and the NBA coming up in the fall, and hockey and everything. Well, let's get this National Football League information out of the way. I got it from about three different sources here. And I got stations, some announcers, and any corrections, please send them my way. My phone number here is 815-774-0184. Let's get into all the teams in the NFL alphabetically. Arizona Cardinals out of Phoenix on 1060 KDUS, as one of our members has told us, and 100.7 KSLX. Atlanta Falcons on 920 that should be 640 WGST. Both the books said 920, and I was thinking, where have they been? But 6 WGST is on 640. Announcers Jeff Hollinger and Jeff Van Note. The Baltimore Ravens this year on 1300 WJFK with Scott Garceau and Tom Maddy. The Buffalo Bills, they are on two FM stations for some strange reason. We figure one would do it, but what the heck. 96.9 WGRF, 103.3 WEDG with Van Miller and John Murphy. The Carolina Panthers, 1110 WBT, but no announcers mentioned. The Chicago Bears, 670 WMAQ with Wayne Larrivee, Hub Arkush, and Tom Thayer. The Cincinnati Bengals on AM 1160 WBOB, FM 105.1 WUBE, Peter Arbogast and Dave Laffam. The Dallas Cowboys, had not listed, but I know they're on 103.7 KVIL out of suburban Highland Park. The Denver Broncos on 850 KOA, as always have been. And in case of a conflict, I think they'll send the Rockies to 950 KKFN. We'll see. The Detroit Lions, 1270 WXYT. I see Mike Corcoran will probably verify that for me soon. And the Green Bay Packers, 620 WTMJ with Jim Irwin. Green Bay is king in Wisconsin. When the Brewers are on, they're probably shifted to 1250 WEMP, most likely. Indianapolis Colts will be strictly on FM 94.7 WFBQ with Bob Lamy. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 690 WOKV, no idea the announcers. Kansas City Chiefs on 101.1 KCFX out of Harrisonville, Missouri with Mitch Holtis and Len Dawson. The Miami Dolphins, English 560 WQAM with Bill Zimfer and Jim Mandich. No idea where they're going to go in the conflict with the Florida Marlins, since QAM is a sports station, but we'll have to find out from our buddy Mike Lance down there. Spanish 1140 WQBA with Rene Girardo. Minnesota Vikings 830 WCCO with Dan Rowan, Stu Voigt. Conflict with the Twins. I think the Twins would move to KFAN 1130, possibly. New England Patriots, based out of Foxborough, Mass. 104.1 WBCN with Gil Santos and Gino Capoletti. New Orleans Saints on 870 WWL with Jim Henderson and Stan Brock. The New York Giants on FM this year, 102.7 WNEW, no mention of announcers. New York Jets, 660 WFAN with Howard David and Dave Jennings. Conflict with the Mets. Mets will go probably to 92.3 WXRK. Oakland Raiders, 1050 KTCT out of San Mateo. Philadelphia Eagles, 94.1 WYSP with Merrill Reese and Stan Walters. Pittsburgh Steelers on 1250 WTAE with Bill Hillgrove and Myron Cope. St. Louis Rams have moved again on radio, that is, not city. 590 KFNS out of Wood River, Illinois, and 93.7 KSD. No idea of announcers. San Diego Chargers have also moved from Extra, which will probably be the backup station when they conflict with the Padres. Anyway, it's 760 KFMB and 100.7 FM with Lee Hamilton. The San Francisco, the 49ers, on the number one station in the area, of course, 810 KGO with Joe Starkey and Gary Plummer. Seattle Seahawks on 910 KIRO with Steve Thomas and Steve Raklow. When the Mariners are also on, most likely they'll be moved to 950 KJR, just to guess there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on 99.5 WQYK. The Tennessee Oilers out of Nashville this year, playing in Vanderbilt Stadium, 104.5 WGFX out of Gallatin. The Oilers' nickname will be retired after this season. And the Washington Redskins on 106.7 WJFK with Sam Huff and Frank Herzog. And to finish this report off, one interesting note that's been on John Bowker's travelogue in the past, and Mark Durenberg made a tape of it in the past also. 1090 KAY, the religious gospel giant down there in Little Rock, was sold in July, I found out in broadcasting, for $5 million to Citadel Communications, and hopefully they'll get a better format switch for us in the future. Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you in September. So long, friends.
At the tone, please flip the tape to side two.